Several official and unofficial peace plans compete for attention in the Middle East. One particularly noteworthy group is adding its voice to those pushing for some sort of solution. Their bereaved parents, Israelis and Palestinians who've lost children to the conflict, working together to try to end it. Organisers say it has more than 500 families from both sides taking part in dialogue sessions and campaigning for political progress towards peace. The Parents Circle provides a forum for Israelis and Palestinians who've lost a child in this conflict to meet and to talk.
What we are trying here is to transform our bereavement in a tool to move our society.
At meetings like this one in Tel Aviv, Israeli and Palestinian parents seek understanding and hope to have an impact. It's an experiment in hope and tolerance, parents united in grief, working for peace. The Parents Circle was established in 1994 by Israeli Yitzhak Frankenthal after his son Arik, a 19-year-old soldier, was kidnapped and killed by Palestinian militants.
I realized that I failed as a father. I brought 5 kids to the world, and one couldn't continue to say life only because there is no peace between us and the Palestinians.
Since the killing of his son, Mr. Frankenthal has devoted his life to the Parents Circle and to the pursuit of peace, working out of this small office in Tel Aviv. He travels throughout Gaza and the West Bank to meet Palestinian families who've lost children and to open a dialogue with them.
After I lost my son, it's a completely different life. It means once it was very important to me to live in a nice house, but today I don't care about it. What for? I need the money to have a life.
Before the Palestinian uprising began 3 years ago, Mr. Frankenthal organized large-scale meetings. Bereaved Israeli and Palestinian parents traveled to each other's cities to attend. That's no longer considered safe. But hundreds attended the last big meeting in Gaza in 1999, which was filmed for Israeli television. Their Palestinian father, Mahmoud al-Dirani, spoke to the group in Hebrew, telling Israeli parents about the pain of having to identify his son's body. Jamal had been shot in the throat by Israeli soldiers and had lost an eye. Breaking into tears, Mr. Al-Dirani says it's his son's missing eye that hurts him the most. Then he pulls out his wallet to show the two pictures he carries, one of his son Jamal and one of Yitzhak Frankenthal's son, Arik. We exchanged pictures. He carries my son and I carry his, says Mahmoud al-Dirani. I show his son's photo to everyone I meet. You can just see what a wonderful person he was. Yitzhak Frankenthal is an Orthodox Jew, and his work for peace has cost him dearly. He said a prayer of mourning every day for the first year after his son died, a prayer that requires a congregation of at least 10 men. But after his activism became known, sometimes the other members of his synagogue walked out, preventing him from praying for his son's soul. Mr. Frankenthal says he was hurt, but says it's a cost he can bear.
It cost me nothing personally. Personally, what cost me a lot, cost my son a lot, it's his life. The most difficult for me is to stand in front of his grave.
Another member of the Parents Circle knows how he feels.
It's a pain that nobody who hasn't been through this can understand. You walk around with a kind of hole in your heart all the time.
Robbie Damlin is an Israeli from South Africa. Her son David was an Israeli soldier who was shot by a Palestinian sniper 18 months ago. Since then, Mrs. Damlin has given up her job and devoted herself to the Parents Circle.
There's a sense of safety in being together, and that's this tremendous support that you get from everybody.
From the other people who have holes in their heart.
Yes, that's exactly it. And from the Palestinians.
Despite the moral authority of bereaved parents preaching forgiveness, critics accuse the Israeli parents of being naive and dangerously underestimating an enemy that sends their children to be suicide bombers. But Robbie Damlin disagrees.
That's rubbish. All mothers are the same. As soon as the camera's gone, they cry, and the same goes for the occupying territory's mother who loses a child and says she's proud to have given her child for a greater Israel. I promise you, all of us go to bed at night None of us sleep properly. All of us have the same pain.
In the Middle East, the spilling of blood is often used to justify the spilling of more. These parents are seeking an alternate path, in the hope that the murderous cycle of violence that took their children can be broken. Iris Makler for VOA News, Tel Aviv.